Eric Ten Hag's relationship with Cristiano Ronaldo is something we seem to talk about every time we have a chat. Obviously, it's not going too flash.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think there's any secret that Cristiano Ronaldo wanted out. He wanted to go play Champions League football because he has his eye on his legacy and his record of Champions League goals, and he's aware that his old mate Lionel Messi is still running around in that competition and doesn't want to concede, being the all-time leader of goal scoring in the Champions League. And so, yeah, he's been wanting to get out. I mean, I think it just says a lot about where he is in his career. At 37, that United couldn't find a Champions League club to take him. There was, he was offered to all the Italian clubs. Apparently Napoli showed some interest, but they wanted some deal that would see United end up still paying most of his wages, so United didn't go for that. Bayern Munich didn't want him. Paris Saint-Germain didn't want him. I think Chelsea may have wanted him. The owner wanted him, but the coach, Tuchel, didn't, so that didn't happen either. So, yeah, he's in limbo at the moment. And he's not first choice. And, we saw Anthony Martial, who had a really good preseason but then got injured. He's just come back to fitness. He was on the bench with Cristiano Ronaldo, and they opted for him over Cristiano Ronaldo to come off the bench. Ted Hag has said afterwards that was out of respect to Ronaldo. He didn't want to put him on in a game where the team were down as far down as they were. But I think there's something else going on there. I wouldn't be surprised if after the World Cup, Cristiano Ronaldo ends up in Saudi Arabia, where he's had a few big offers.